Are you ready to stop shrinking to fit into someone else's version of success? Welcome to Illuminate Your Worth, the podcast that helps you remember who you are and reclaim your life. Hosted by transformation facilitator Heather Stewart, this is your space for soulful conversations, coaching insights, and reminders that you're not here to settle. You're here to shine. Now let's dive in.
Hello, my friend. I hope you're having a super amazing afternoon, day, night, evening, wherever you are. If you're listening live, did you know that you could come over to the chat room and talk to Dana and I if you have a burning question or just want to say hi? We are over at the inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. Hello. And when you were a little kid, this is something I was thinking about. When you're a little kid, your parents always told you, always tell the truth, right? Always tell the truth. And then you get older and it becomes, well, tell the truth if we want you to tell the truth, but not if we don't want you to tell the truth. And what do I mean? It's like sometimes people say little white lies are better than telling the truth to save someone's feelings, right? And I know through my life, sometimes I've just felt like, oh, I really feel like I need to tell the truth to this person. And I say it and, you know, I'm just being honest and I'm saying it with love. And I know that it still gives them a little hurt. And the hurt it's not because the truth is hurtful. This is what I want to talk about today. This is what we're talking about today. The truth is not cruel. You can deliver it with cruelty. But the truth itself is not cruel. Avoiding the truth can be cruel. And when I delivered the truth, because it happened a couple of times that kind of stick out in my mind, I was not being cruel to the person. I was being honest with the person. But it exposed something in them that they didn't want to look at and that caused them some feelings they didn't want. So if you can be strong enough to say the truth, it can help instead of a little white lie. But on the other side, they also have to be strong enough to hear the truth you're going to share with them. And then that can help them, right? So truth requires responsibilities on both sides. This is what we're talking about today. We are talking about the truth not being actually as cruel as we think it is, you know. What is it? The truth hurts. That's a saying that's so often played around in the world. So, by the way, keep forgetting to tell you, I'm Heather. I'm Heather Stewart. I am your life coach, your friend, your guide, your assistant on the way to help you see your own truth. And you can always find me over at heatherstewart.coach or just here on Illuminate Your Worth. And every week, I talk about what's on my mind to kind of help you. Well, really, not kind of, to absolutely help you in any way that I can. Move. If you feel like you need to move, this is the place to come because this is where movement happens. I saw a post this morning from a coach that I follow that, you know, change only happens when you move, really. Sitting still, not so much. So the truth, avoiding the truth is really what's cruel, right? Because someone stays where they are. They stay where they are, they stay stuck. And avoiding the truth might feel kinder in the moment, but over time it just becomes that thing that the elephant in the room. And if the person is avoiding seeing their own truth, whatever it is, maybe I've avoided my own truth in the past, then you end up kind of not living, well, you end up not living in alignment with who you are supposed to be. So we're not going to use truth as a weapon because it can be used as a weapon. You can be really mean. Think about Mean Girls. It's about learning to tell the difference between being cruelly honest and loving truth, right? They might be saying the same thing, but they're saying it in a different way. So here we go. The truth hurts. This is where it all started. The truth hurts. And I was thinking, does it actually hurt? Does the truth hurt, or does it just show us something that we've been avoiding seeing? Right? So sometimes I have said things so kindly to someone, and maybe I should have checked to see if they were ready, but they didn't react well. So you can choose your timing for sure. You can choose the tone, you can choose your words, you can choose your intention. You could have the perfect timing, everything, and it will still hurt, but not because you were cruel and not because the truth was wrong. And it's not because something terrible happened, but maybe it was just like something hidden in that person's life that they were saying was fine. That doesn't mean you should run around telling everybody the truth tomorrow, by the way. This isn't, what was that, Festivus? This isn't Festivus if you were a Seinfeld watcher. This is something, another check-in is, would it be helpful for that person? Right? Would it be helpful for that person to know that truth? So a message, when a message hurts, sometimes it can actually start to release something because it's going to interrupt a pattern that that person's been operating with, right? So I remember, so when I had my stroke, and they told me that I'd had a stroke, it was a short one, but my thing that I was putting under the floorboards was, no, this isn't a stroke. And they had to tell me the truth. I mean, they're doctors, right? I didn't believe them, but I had to accept the truth of what they were telling me so that I could move forward. I mean, it's a lot different probably than most of the truths that you're thinking that you need to share with people in your life, yet it still had the same kind of discomfort, right? And discomfort doesn't automatically you're being cruel. We don't have to stay in Pleasantville 24/7, right? And trying to avoid discomfort, I know it's a human trait that we try to keep the peace all the time, try to stay in our happy place, don't worry, be happy, all of this. And yet, life can't exist always in that place. And none of those things has to last forever. So if you are uncomfortable, if you are disappointed, if you are exhausted, those aren't permanent. Go back and listen to the episode on impermanence. That was like months ago. That might have been, I think that was last year. But sometimes when we think we're being kind to someone by not telling them something, and we're just afraid to let them know something because we feel like we need to keep the peace. We feel like we need it's we it's more important to be kind than honest, right? And the truth has this habit of revealing what's been denied up to now. So think about this. If you're this, and this happens, where you know that your best friend is in a relationship that is toxic, that perhaps he's not even being he or she, whatever kind of relationship you're in. Your partner is not being honest or truthful or faithful or whatever it is. The parameters that you've put on your relationship. And this person most likely knows, but is living with the blinders on, and their friends can see it, but don't tell them, and don't tell them, and don't tell them, and don't tell them. And then when it eventually comes out, because all of this stuff, it does usually eventually come out, what is the damage to those friendships that they knew and didn't say anything, right? And yes, the person might be angry with you when you tell them an untruth, no matter how you tell them. And they may blame the messenger for a little while. But ultimately, the truth is going to set you free. Instead of the truth hurts, it should be the truth shall set you free, my friend. So it might, the truth, if someone is kind enough to tell you the truth, even if you don't like it, thank them. Be angry. Be upset, be resentful, be bored, be, whatever it is, but you can't know unknow what someone tells you. You have to know. When you know, you can't unknow. So the part of your life, if someone tells you the truth, the part of the life, or if you tell someone else the truth, the part of their life they've been building that around this thing they've been hiding suddenly becomes unstable, right? And it can be very unsettling. So imagine if you are in a long-term relationship and someone was kind enough to tell you something, not a rumor, not a hearsay, but a factual thing that they have the knowledge of about your partner, because gossip is not the truth. Pardon me, don't spread gossip, just facts. Truth is just facts. That's going to destabilize your whole life, right? If you find out something about a partner that you did not know, that will destabilize everything, because your life often is built in a partnership. You know, it's like it's your house is falling down, right? And there is a difference. There is a big difference between telling the truth and making honesty a weapon. So sometimes when I hear someone say, "I'm just being honest," I feel like the intention behind that statement doesn't feel kind. Or there are people who say, "I just tell it like it is." And they're almost like walking around with a baseball bat. Well, in some ways, they're just avoiding the responsibility of what the impact of their words are. So remember, it's two people have responsibilities here. The person telling the truth has the responsibility to deliver it with kindness, and timing would be ideal. And the person receiving has the responsibility to be able to receive it. And if you tell someone they're being too sensitive, then maybe double check your accountability for how you're communicating, whatever it is that you're going to communicate. We're not always perfect. Oh my goodness. I've thought that I've delivered something gracefully that didn't land well in the past. You know, it's like, oh shoot, that didn't come across exactly the way that I thought it might. So loving truth is very different than using it as a weapon, right? If you are delivering the truth with love, it carries respect for the other person. It doesn't need to humiliate them. It doesn't need to be the dominating one. It doesn't need to be that I'm better than you because I've got my shit so together and you don't. Doesn't mean you have to win. By the way, it's not a competition. I feel like I say this pretty much every day. It's not a competition. Life isn't a competition. You're not competing with anybody. You're just trying to be your best you, right? You don't need to prove your superiority by telling the truth. You know, a loving truth is I care about you too much to pretend I don't see this. That sounds very different, doesn't it? Or I'm saying this because I want something more honest between us. So if you're having a relationship that's not, you're not being honest with each other. Maybe you just need to be truthful about what's happening for you. And that might upset another person about what's happening for you. It's okay. It's okay. You need to be honest. Or maybe you need to say, I cannot keep participating in this pattern. And patterns develop over time. You know, we don't step into relationships and know the dance right away. We develop the dance steps as we go. So you might say at some point, yeah, the cha-cha is not for me. I'm more a slow waltzer. Can we shift up the music a little bit, right? And that person might not like the waltz. They might not want to do, they might like the cha-cha. But if you can be honest that you need a different way to be in that relationship, then that's where the dialogue begins. And you can be honest about that. And you can tell someone, I love you, and I need to tell you the truth. It's not a we need to talk kind of statement, right? So, for any gentleman, even women listening, if I ever say to my husband, honey, we need to talk, he immediately thinks he's in trouble. I'm like, no, I just need to make sure we water the plants while someone's watering the plants while we're on vacation. It's like nothing so horrendous. And I would never drop a bomb like that on someone. Oh my goodness, that would be cruel. So here's a thought for you to think about, because we're going to go on a break in a second. Here's something for you to think about. If you have spent years making sure that everyone else was comfortable, you might confuse honesty with cruelty, because you have been taught that any of the truths that disrupt the harmony is dangerous. And by the way, sometimes the room actually needs to be disrupted, because it could be you or someone else in the room is quietly suffocating in, all of the things that are piled on top of what's actually happening to hide it. We're going to go on our first break. Then we're going to talk about why the truth hurts as we're talking. I mean, I know I'm talking about it doesn't hurt, but it can hurt. We're going to go on our first break. While we're on our break, head on over to wherever you're listening and share, like, subscribe, 5 stars, 10 stars. Do they give 10 stars? I don't know. A 5-star review would be fabulous. And then come back when we're done. I'll see you in just a minute.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
Are you a subject matter expert? Are you here to share your expertise with an audience waiting to hear from you in only the way you can deliver? Are you ready to have your voice amplified across the airwaves? Inspired Choices Network has a global radio platform streaming to millions of people across the world. Professionally produced and supported by an accomplished team every step of the way, you can broadcast from anywhere in the world, knowing your voice matters, and we ensure it is delivered with ease and efficiency. Eager to hear your message, the world awaits. Contact us today to become an Inspired Choices Network radio host. Email becomeahost@inspiredchoicesnetwork.com.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
We are back and we are on Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network, just because I forgot to tell you that before we left. And we're talking about the truth and the truth not being cruel. So the truth can hurt, yes, but it's not necessarily cruel. And at the same time, interesting, right? We have these two sayings, the truth hurts and the truth can set you free. That doesn't mean that you have to be hurt to be free, by the way. And while I was just on the break looking. So this is my book, my friend, if you're looking at the video. And it's called, of course, Illuminate Your Worth, because that's my jam. Stop pretending you're okay and start living like you mean it. And I was just looking as during the break, because it sits next to me on my desk. And there's a thing in here about rewriting the rules. So each chapter takes you through a thought and then some questions to contemplate, right? To help, not just to like drop you in it, but just to help you kind of work your way through whatever is happening for you. And the rewriting the rules is the truth can set you free. The truth, when we, it's like keeping something a secret can do more harm than good. And that's some of the rules that I would love to rewrite. That being kind in your honesty with someone, even if it's just being honest with yourself, that's like the biggest kindness you can give yourself, is being honest with yourself. Say one of the chapters in there, say yes to yourself again and again. Being honest with yourself that if something's not working and it needs to change, just step into it Scary as crap, I know. I know. But maybe just to dip a toe, just give it a try. So the truth hurts when it touches an old wound or something we've been hiding. So if someone says something to you that confirms something that you kind of suspected, but you didn't want to look at, you're kind of turning your back on it, that's probably when it's going to hurt, right? And it could interrupt a story you've been telling yourself. Also, that hurt, sorry about that. I don't know where my voice went for a minute there. The hurt comes when it's asking us to change and we're resisting it, right? It's like, oh, I don't want to. Eee. It's like trying to squeeze into a, something you wore when you were five. Oh, it's too tight. And the hurt means that you can't keep performing that version of you. That, like I said at the beginning, when you see it, you can't unsee it. You can't keep avoiding it. The hurt is going to show you the cost of what the cost you've paid for avoiding that. So maybe you realize one day, oh, I spent 20 years being the reliable one and the one that everybody depended on, and I'm exhausted. And they all bug the crap out of me, feeling super resentful. When you realize that you spent 20 years of your life, you might feel like you wasted 20 years of your life. You didn't, by the way, but it can feel like that, and that can hurt, and that can make you angry, and that can make you really, really just want to like chuck it all out and run away into the woods. So if you receive feedback, and your feedback is that you're the always taking over person, the bossy person, the control person, that might make you have to take a look and see what inside you. Don't be mad at that person for. I had a friend actually tell me one day that I was super bossy, and I had a moment where I went, "She's crazy," and then I went, "Wait a minute, she said it for a reason," so I paused. I thanked her. I actually did thank her and told her to tell me again if I was being bossy. Then I went to have an investigation. Why am I being bossy? And I just realized some of my quirks that sometimes cause me to step in and want to make everything work a certain way, right? So I can manage that with my awareness of it, mostly. So here's a truth that I told once. And this person didn't speak to me for months after this. This person had been married for, I feel like 20, a little over 20 years. Yeah, over 20 years. They had a couple of kids. And she was looking at getting divorced. She hadn't told him yet. And she wanted to have lunch with me to talk to me about it. She was resentful of her husband. She was angry. She thought she had wasted all these years of her life. She was just not in a good headspace. And I listened and I gave her kind of my feedback on how to approach it so that it would be amicable and not angry, no fighting. Like don't drag yourself into more pain if you can. And then at some point, I pointed because she kept talking about her life was wasted and it was his fault. And I had to pause and point out to her that she chose to stay and that she had been half of the partnership for over 20 years. And then she didn't talk to me for a while after that. But I felt like it was unfair to her to let her continue with that, because of the trajectory that she was headed down. Now, whether she, I just don't know that she took that to heart and made any change, because you can still just put it back under the floorboards and ignore it. But delivering it in a way that helps someone see something that they've been avoiding, and with the intention of helping them see to unlock themselves, to create, to untangle yourself from whatever it is that you've been tangled up in, so that you can be more free. I mean, I talked about it on a podcast. I can't remember which one. Everyone wants freedom and peace and ease and joy and laughter, right? If I ever ask anybody, do you want more joy in your life? No more. I can't take any more. You know, everybody wants these things. So the truth can feel like a threat because it's going to make something hurt a little bit. But imagine if you could see the thing that the hurt, the truth is hurting, and release it. So we can separate ourselves, you know, whatever it is that's this wound from ourselves. We can actually make them, they're separate things, right? So while avoidance can feel like kindness, it can feel like you're being patient, it can feel like you're being super mature, it can feel like you're not making a big deal out of things. Don't make a big deal out of things. Avoidance has a cost, whether it's for you or the people who need to hear the truth, right? That avoidance still lives in your body. If I hadn't said that to that person, I would have carried that around, that knowing. I would have carried that around as like a little stone. And I don't need any more stones in my backpack, right? I got my own stones. I don't want to carry your stones too. So that avoidance still lives with you. Every conversation that you don't have still takes up space in your nervous system. When you don't say something that really needs to be said, it's like you can feel that little clench, right? That takes up space. And if something is causing you resentment or anger, it becomes tension in your body. It can make you stay at a distance from people, can make you sarcastic. I mean, yes, I grew up in the land of sarcasm. Sarcasm is a good way to avoid the truth. Definitely. It can make you know, maybe avoiding the truth just makes you reorganize your closet at 11:30 at night because you feel like you need to get things under control. That's not going to do it. Your closet will look great, but you'll also be super tired and still angry, right? So avoidance of your truth or anybody else's truth has you sitting in this waiting space. Waiting, especially I find right now in the world, we don't like to wait for anything. So imagine you're waiting for your life to start. Imagine you think that your life isn't going to start until something happens. You can just sit there fidgeting, flipping through the magazines, annoyed, saying, when is, you know, when is this going to open? You've got to open the door. You got to take the step. So don't wait for the right time to be honest with yourself. Timing is important to be honest with someone else, but don't wait for the right time to be honest with yourself, right? Who's Don? I'm just seeing chat going on in the background. Okay. Don't wait for someone else to notice. Like if you have an idea that there's something going on, it doesn't have to be involve anybody else. It can just be a truth about yourself. If you have an idea that I think I'm being super bossy. Don't wait for someone else to notice and tell you, right? Because they have to get up their courage and try to find their timing and feel like they're able to tell you. You could ask them. They might tell you the truth. But don't wait. Don't wait for someone else to notice. Don't wait for the to get so bad, like you're angry. Don't wait until you're more clear. Don't wait till you have the perfect words. Don't wait until nobody will be disappointed. I know I keep flipping back and forth between being honest with yourself and being honest with other people. It's all kind of the same thing, same, but different, right? It's all moving towards the same goal, which is the truth will hurt for a moment, but avoidance can hurt you for years. The truth will hurt for a moment and will give you the opportunity to step onto a clearer path. Joy, peace, freedom, happy, harmony, all those things that we want to have, right? And avoidance doesn't prevent the pain. I mean, I just went through how you hold it. So avoiding seeing the truth isn't going to prevent it. It's going to delay it. It's going to compound it. And like a bank, it'll probably add interest. It's like, when is this mortgage going to be paid off? Well, you waited too long, and now it's going to last another 30 years. No, I'm kidding. So the truth, the courage to speak the truth. This is what we're going to talk about next. I am Heather. Go get yourself a drink of water. Come back, please, because we're getting into some good stuff to help you. We are on the Aspire Choices Network. This is Illuminate Your Worth, and we'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts.
How wonderful would it be to carry your favorite Inspired Choices Network host with you throughout your day? Well, now you can. Inspired Choices Network now has its very own mobile app. Our free app offers live streaming shows, along with thousands of podcasts and TV episodes. Our shows cover a wide variety of topics. Whether you're waking up with us, carrying us through the day, and taking us to bed with you, we're always here for you to enjoy. We're easy to find. Just search for Inspired Choices Network in the Apple App Store or Google Play Store.
You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
Welcome back. Thanks for coming back, by the way. I appreciate that a lot. More than you can imagine do I appreciate you staying and listening. I am Heather. This is Illuminate Your Worth. Have you thought about the title of this podcast, Illuminate Your Worth? It was chosen with a great deal of intention. It was selected with a great deal of intention, with the idea of you're already worthy and you can't, maybe you can't see it. And my goal is to help you see that you're already worthy. One of the ways to do this is to be honest. And I was thinking about this next segment we're talking about, you know, the courage to speak the truth to others or to ourselves and what it takes to speak the truth. And what kind of dropped in for me is that does not mean that you are mean to yourself, that you give yourself a hard time, that you criticize everything that you do. Being honest with yourself does not mean, oh, I saw you do that. That wasn't right. Yeah, you didn't do that right either. You didn't do that right either. That's not what I'm talking about here. I'm talking about deeper truths. I'm not talking about the fact that, you know, you didn't perform a perfect plié or whatever in bar class, or that you didn't respond in the most eloquent script written by a professional manner on an email. You know, I'm talking about the truths that are holding us back from becoming our full potential of whatever it is that we came here to be. So don't use this truth as a weapon against yourself either. And truth coming from a place of love won't do that to you. When I talk to my intuition, I actually do talk to my intuition. If I get an answer that is not kind, I know it's not my intuition. I know it's some other inside voice giving me a hard time, right? My intuition is always kind to me and I never make mistakes. So speaking the truth to yourself, to whoever, you're going to need a little emotional maturity, right? Doesn't mean you have to have done every course I remember there's courses on emotional maturity and blah, blah, just being mature within yourself. You need a little self-responsibility. You need to take ownership for your actions. You need a little bit of clarity on what it is. And you need to be willing to be misunderstood if you're sharing it with someone else. Because, like I said, I've shared the truth in the past that was not received the way I thought it should be. I'm like, that's not what I meant. So, being misunderstood, this is such a human thing. Think about the word, think about language. I don't know how many languages there are in the world. And translate, when we translate, say, French to English, it's not exact, is it? It's not an exact translation. So we understand that, but even in English to English, if I say a word to you, you're going to translate it in your with through your filters and your understanding, and I'm delivering it through my understanding. Doesn't mean they meet in the middle. There's commonalities, but every word I deliver, if I get say the word love, my love word, even though I'm telling you to deliver things with love, my concept of love, it's going to be filled with my life experience of what I believe love is. Yours, it's going to be filled with yours. They might look kind of the same, but they're going to be pretty different because we're very different people, right? So be willing to be misunderstood and to have an ongoing conversation to create clarity. So a lot of people I know can't bear the thought of someone thinking that they're selfish or dramatic or ungrateful or difficult, right? But there's going to be a point where that's going to be too costly to you because you are not selfish, you're not dramatic, and you're not ungrateful. If you're speaking the truth and this is the feedback that you get, they aren't understanding the truth of what you're trying to explain. Maybe you need something. Maybe you're being honest about something you need from a relationship or anything. And they say you're being selfish. I have someone I know right now who, whenever she tries to speak the truth of what she needs, she gets the you're being selfish and ungrateful from her family. Because, and then she just shuts down and goes back to the way it was. That is not helping her. And I can just see the ping pong of her trying to and then not working and then going back. That and it's costing some health for her, right? So imagine that there needs to be not just the truth drop a truth bomb dropped, but a conversation. And maybe the person, even yourself, who you're giving the truth to, needs to have like some conversation about it, some clarity, some working out some ideas, some how to shift this. And speaking the truth doesn't mean dumping every unfiltered thought onto someone else and calling it being authentic, right? Because that's not wise. That's just like a drunk sorority girl with a microphone. I mean, speaking the truth means with love means asking yourself, what is the actual truth here? Right? And what is, if you're speaking to someone else, what is mine to say? You don't have to embellish it or and do anything. What is it that's yours to say? And what is your intention behind it? So if you feel like you're trying to punish that person for something, then perhaps that's not the best approach. Or are you trying to create honesty with this person? Right? Are you speaking from a place of your own clarity, or are you speaking because something they're activating something in you? I have zipped my lips several times because someone has said something that just made my hair light on fire, and I wanted to deliver them the truth as I understood it, but I didn't because it wasn't my place to say it, and can you do all of this without abandoning yourself or attacking the other person and the attacking, abandoning, or attacking you either, right? Because you're not here to be harsh. You're not here. So your work isn't learning how to be louder. It's how to stop being dishonest. So when you don't tell the truth, in some ways you're being dishonest, right? Even when you say you're fine, I'm fine. Are you really fine? That was an article on Substack recently. Stop saying you're fine. Oh my gracious. By the way, this week's article on Substack is called Who's Driving Your Bus? And that could be something interesting for you to go and look at, because I'm talking about who are you letting take the wheel of your life and what direction it is. And if this is a truth that you need to see, this article is going to help you see it. Because I know, even for me, for the first, not quite half, for, well, it used to be half of my life, but now it's not half of my life because I keep getting older. Other people were driving my bus. And then one day I said, enough. It caused a lot of disruption. When I became honest with myself and honest about the direction I wanted to go, yes, there was carnage. There was carnage. And there are also beautiful things grew out of that carnage, right? So if speaking the truth requires courage, hearing the truth requires capacity, right? So sometimes we'll say to someone, I want you to be honest with me, but we actually don't. We only want them to tell us what we need to, what we actually want to hear. It's like clothes shopping with your husband. How does this look, honey? Yeah, it looks great, because they're afraid to tell you the truth, right? So my husband has full permission to say, yeah, I know that looks terrible on you, because I don't want to buy something that looks bad, right? My girlfriends, they have to tell me the truth. I need to know. Otherwise, I'm not going to know. I can't see myself from the back, right? So we want truth. Sometimes we only want the truth that validates us, not the truth that asks something of us. So the real truth begins when something truthful makes us uncomfortable enough to pay attention. Instead of running away from discomfort, I'm not saying go chasing discomfort. Don't chase discomfort. That's like a whole different kind of addiction. But if something feels uncomfortable, don't run away from it. Just kind of stay there for long enough for it to give you some information. And if someone is being honest with you, this doesn't mean that it's sacred. And it doesn't mean every opinion deserves, you know, your full and complete rehash of your life. You don't have to absorb every person's feedback like some kind of human sponge, because they're still delivering it. Like I said, the translation, they're still delivering it through their filters and you're receiving it through your filters. But a good thing to do is for you to take it and ask yourself, is there something here for me? Feeling uncomfortable right now, that's a signal there's something happening. Okay, I'm not liking this at all. Is there something here for me to see that I didn't see before, or that I've been avoiding seeing? Or you could ask yourself, why did this land hard? And I can remember when I was in corporate, this was something that I discovered about myself. I wasn't even doing self-discovery back then. And someone said something to me on a conference call. We didn't have Zoom back then. We did it via telephone. Can you imagine? Oh my God. And it made me so angry. I thought the front of my head was going to blow off. Like literally the pain that I felt. If you understand where your third eye is, it felt like my third eye was going to explode at the front of my head. I was so angry at this person. And it was hard for me to restrain myself. And I had to go later and just sit and go, why did that make me so angry? And he was questioning my integrity. And apparently that's something that causes a lot of reaction from me if someone questions my integrity. I'm still working on why that is. I don't have a complete answer for it yet. Was I out of integrity? No. But there's something in me that is afraid of having its integrity questioned. So I'm still working on that one. I mean, we've all got these funny little quirks in here, but I can just remember, oh my gosh, I was so mad. I felt like smoke was actually coming out of my ears. So when you find someone deliver, he wasn't, I it wasn't even like he was delivering a truth or something, but it was that when that discomfort comes, when that pain comes, what did it touch in you? Why are you defending yourself? If it's true or untrue, don't defend yourself. Just sit with it. Or maybe ask, what part of you feels super exposed that you've been trying to keep covered up? Or what wound are you trying to keep hidden? Right? You don't have to share this with anybody. It's all just for you. This is all just for you. Because, like I said, we're trying to illuminate your worth because we need to light up the world. Damn it. God damn it, we need to light up this planet. Remember, my rainbows and unicorns. We need to, someday, it'll all be rainbows and unicorns. So, if you are attached to a way of being and someone delivers a truth to you that you've been avoiding, you're not a failure. You're just being human. This is just a door for you to choose to maybe have a peek through. We're going to go off on another quick break. Again, I know they keep coming. Whatever works for you, go to illuminateyourworth.com, sign up. There's lots of free resources there. Go to Amazon and get the book. Go share, like, subscribe, do all the things. Do all the things. You got a couple minutes. This is Heather on Illuminate Your Worth on the Inspired Choices Network. I'll be right back.
What if your too much was actually your superpower? On Illuminate Your Worth, Heather Stewart guides you back to your truth with coaching, mindset shifts, and powerful conversations designed to light up every corner of your life, from career and creativity to wellness and worth. Tune in weekly and discover how to stop surviving and start thriving on your own terms. Listen to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart on the Inspired Choices Network and wherever you get your podcasts. You're listening to Illuminate Your Worth with Heather Stewart. Want to connect live during the show? Join the studio audience in the chat room at inspiredchoicesnetwork.com. You can also send questions or coaching requests to info@heatherstewart.coach. Let's get back to today's episode and your path to a thriving life.
All right, thriving. This is thriving, freedom, ease, joy, peace, and love, all of those things, right? That for me, when I say the word thriving life, that's what I think of. I think of having the freedom to do the things I love to do, being joyful, being happy, laughing a lot. I have a client right now who's having trouble finding joy, right? She's just doesn't know how to find joy. And it's hard to explain to someone who can't find joy that it's you can't really look for it. It's like the snark. If anybody's ever read the snark, it's not something you can really go find. So enough about the snark. I don't want to give you a history of Lewis Carroll, but your truth might come, like the truth about you, because sometimes it's our own truth that's the hardest one, right? We're like, I can deliver it to someone else. Yeah, no problem. I'll be honest. Yeah, Heather, thanks. Thanks. See you next week. What if the real truth you need is the one for you? And that's going to be, that's sometimes that's the hardest one, right? And we're like, no, 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 no. Little toddler, no, 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 pounding the floor. So maybe you don't want to admit you're not happy. Because that then you'd have to admit you're not happy. Maybe you don't want to admit that you're lonelier than you want to be. Maybe you don't want to admit that you don't want to keep doing a certain work that you're doing. Or maybe you don't want to admit that you're sick and tired of being the person that everybody comes to and always being the strong one, the capable one, the person who solves all the problems. Maybe you're like me, you know, you built a life that looks fabulous on the outside, but not really feeling like mine. That's what the Substack article was about. Maybe you don't want to admit that you have to, that you keep waiting for permission to change something because you will give yourself a hard time about waiting for permission, even though you feel like you have to wait for permission. So you don't always need someone to give you the truth, right? You just need to stop negotiating with yourself. Be compassionate with yourself. Learn how to hold your own truth with kindness and compassion. You don't have to fix everything right away. I mean, look, I told you this one where my head blew off, that happened over 20 years ago. I still remember it and I still think about it and I keep contemplating. I get new ideas and new ways of thinking about it as I go, but it's still something I'm chewing on, right? And you don't need to create your safe space to tell you the truth about everything in your life by, next week. Just be compassionate with yourself and trust yourself that you can make the changes that will be honest and sustainable and aligned, right? You don't have to, like I said, you don't have to accept if someone's giving you the truth. You don't have to accept every hard word that comes. That's the truth that they're seeing, that they're sharing. Have a conversation. You don't have to call cruelty wisdom if someone doesn't share in a way that's helpful. And you don't have to turn someone else's opinion into your homework, right? You can just say to yourself, even, that was painful. Let me understand what part is mine. Or I need some time to respond to this. Or I can hear there may be something important here, but separate the message from the delivery if you can do that. So you can work with whatever comes. You can, whatever hurt comes, whatever discomfort comes, you can heal it. You can change it. You can name it. You can ask for help. You can set a boundary if you need to set a boundary. You can stop pretending everything's perfect if everything's not perfect. You can just make a different choice. So avoidance keeps everything foggy and truth brings everything into focus. Truth is not always the end of something. Sometimes it's the beginning of something, right? So you can connect to the beginning. And alignment isn't necessarily about peaceful, right? Alignment is, just not floating through life without any intention or idea of where you're going. Honesty lets you live in a more honest relation, or alignment lets you live in a more honest relationship with yourself. So notice where your life is just asking for some adjustment. If you are trying to share some wisdom with yourself, let yourself hear it before it becomes a crisis. And don't let things slide down into the resentment hole before you tell yourself the truth, right? So where are you avoiding? What are you avoiding in your life just to create peace, to keep peace? What truth are you hoping would go away if you stayed busy enough, right? We do that too. Or what conversation are you afraid to have because you don't want to disappoint someone? None of these have to be solved tomorrow, right? None of these are the do this now and life will be perfect. Avoiding probably has protected you up to now, but it may not be the thing that's going to liberate you. So let the little bit of pain that comes be a little bit of medicine. It's like Buckley's mixture, tastes awful, but it works, right? Disrupt your pattern and restore your relationship with yourself. If you want to have a conversation with me. Go to my website, heatherstewart.coach. You get 60 minutes with me, no charge, complimentary, to unravel the patterns in your life. It's on the thing, it's the contact me button. It's called an alignment activation. I'm happy to have a conversation with you. I'd love to have a conversation with you. See you next week.
Thank you for tuning into Illuminate Your Worth. Heather Stewart will be back next week to help you shift your mindset, reclaim your joy, and build a life that fits you. Catch the next episode on InspiredChoicesNetwork.com. Wednesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 12 p.m. Central, 11 a.m. Mountain, and 10 a.m. Pacific. Until then, take one inspired step today and keep shining.